This Bradford born and raised goalie is feeling like a king among kings. Adam Pasha helped lead the King Rebellion to victory over the Richmond Hill Jaguars, claiming the trophy after winning the Ontario Minor Hockey Association, OMHA, U13AA Championship Game 4-2 at the 16 Mile Sports Complex in Oakville on Sunday, April 7. "It's a proud moment for us and a proud moment for Bradford as well," said his mother, Michelle Pasha. "I've never been this high in my career ever, so I'm feeling ecstatic about this win," Adam said. He played the entire game and blocked 10 of 12 shots, including a shutout in the second period. "My strategy throughout the game was to really stay focused on one shot at a time, because in games like these where the stakes are high, you need to make sure you're laser focused on making the saves to keep your team in the game," Adam said. Adam's father Ryan Pasha noted the added pressure during the tournament, especially on the goalies and even goalie parents. "We were actually sweating," he said of himself and his wife, adding that every time the puck crossed the blue line toward Adam they would instinctively hold their breath. "While he's been spending time on the ice since he was old enough to walk, skating since he was 3 or 4 and playing hockey for as long as he can remember," Adam said this was his first time playing in the OMHA Championships, and going in he was really nervous, but after the first game he realized that playing with his friends in a high-stakes tournament was lots of fun. "That didn't come without its challenges, though," with Adam noting the hard-to-predict tip shots. "When a shot is tipped, you don't have much time to react," he said. "My strategy for tip shots was usually to stay square to the puck when it's about to leave their stick, and then once it's tipped, you just try to stay big and anticipate where it's going to land. But at the end of the day, it's a really hard save to make." Ryan praised his son's efforts, calling him a very hard worker, who is preparing all the time, putting in time both on and off the ice to improve both physically and mentally, including by making notes about how some opposing teams play and developing strategies to respond, in addition to attending coaching centers. The young goaltender is thankful not just for the recent victory and all the memories he's making with his fellow players and friends, but also to those who have and continue to help him along the way. "I want to give some credit to my parents for supporting me, teaching me how to skate and being with me my entire hockey career," he said, also extending thanks to current coaches Anthony Cortese, Mark Sinnott, Duilio Bertolo, Alex Marchese and Mike Rizza. "I also want to thank Bradford Bulldogs coach Steve Dayton, who gave me the opportunity to switch from a right winger to a goalie in U11. Steve has been giving me opportunities to practice with him and his son, bringing me to all sorts of tournaments to give me more experience." Ryan also praised the efforts of Bradford Bulldogs coach Dan Hardill, who gave Adam the opportunity to move up to U13AA 1 year early, and was thankful for how well the King Rebellion received Adam and welcomed him into the team, part of a theme he and Michelle have experienced in the local hockey scene. The couple moved to Bradford from the U.S. in 2010, but both grew up in Pakistan, without exposure to the skating or hockey. "For us, how the Bradford families integrated us and basically took Adam under their wings. For us, it was great to give our kid exposure to the game, which is part of the Canadian DNA. We still cherish all the friendships that we have made through hockey," he said. Next up, Adam and the King Rebellion are heading to the Ontario Hockey Federation Championships in Timmins from April 19 to 21.